exclusive spotlight on Mid-State High School football. This is Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is also brought to you by
Tin Leaper Roofing, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Sam's Sports Plates and Sports Grill, Roy's Meat Service, Amplify Awards and Gifting, and by Valentino's Restaurante.
Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan
and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Greg Pogue, and Coach Bubba Spears.
Good Saturday morning. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, and we are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. 2 hours here every Saturday morning, or most of them anyway. Coming up next hour, one-on-one with Bubba Miller, Vol for Life, the guy who Peyton Manning got his hands up under there and got the ball snapped to when he was at, you know, Eagles, Saints, Brentwood Academy, just one of the good ones, is working television after that, and now just a businessman, good dude, Bubba Miller, next hour. Bubba, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Not much. What a night for football last night. You know, a lot of great games last night, a couple of upsets also. So, you know, survive and advance is the name of the game now.
Yeah, second round in the Division One. They're off to the quarterfinal rounds in Division Two. That was their quarterfinals last night. Their semifinals next Saturday. So, next Friday. So let's get right to it. Hey, by the way, coming up, let's do promote this. 9:15, Page High School football coach Charles Rathbone. I mean, every year, right?
Yeah, outstanding football coach, but a better person. Does a great job out there at Page.
And also, at the bottom of the hour, our legend, presented by Strike and Spare, Antioch, Hillsboro, Metro, Buddy Brown.
Yeah, Cumberland, 11 years.
Yep. So, Buddy's going to – you know Buddy?
A little bit.
All right. A little bit. Craig Ladd at the end of the show previewing the games to highlight for next Friday. But anyway, off and running. Let's get right to it. In the 6A football state playoffs, every game involved a Mid-State team. All right. Blackman goes to Dobbins Bennett. Impressive there. Wins 28-7. Maryville just is Maryville. They beat Riverdale. So now Maryville will be at Blackman. Bradley Central, Oakland wins that one 35-10. Will be at home against Green Hill. They will host Science Hill. So you got a Green Hill and a Science Hill last night. And then Green Hill at Oakland. That's the top part of the bracket. Whitehaven, no problem with Independence, 47-0. The Whitehaven will host Ravenwood, 38-7 winner over Houston. Collierville ends a great run by Antioch, 39-28. And then Brentwood loses to Southwind, 48-14. So here's what we got. Oakland Green Hill. What about that?
Big game right there. Yeah. I'll tell you what you can do in Murfreesboro with Maryville coming to play Blackman. It's going to be packed next Friday night. They're probably selling tickets this morning. So both of those games are going to be a good one to go watch.
In the top part of the bracket, could we see an all-Rutherford County semifinal, which would guarantee a Rutherford County team? You got to think Oakland the favorite in that top bracket in Ravenwood, undefeated. In that. Are they on the path, Ravenwood, Oakland? I think here in the Mid-State, that's what we want to see.
Yeah, and this is going to be a tough game.
Sorry, Green Hill.
You know, with Whitehaven, you know, Whitehaven's a real good football team. You know, they're undefeated. No, they're not undefeated, but they're a good football team, and they, you know, they're going to bring some tests to Ravenwood, and Ravenwood just keeps on. I mean, you know, they have a great tradition out there at Ravenwood.
5A in the top part of the bracket, only one Mid-State team advances to the quarterfinals. That's Lincoln County with a home win over Powell, 39-37. A lot of people thought it would be a Powell-Sevier County matchup in that next round. But so Lincoln County goes to Sevier County. Lawrence County falls to Knoxville Hall. Columbia season ends to Knoxville Central. Bottom of the bracket, Page with a 24-7 win over Kirkwood, as we mentioned. Page coach Charles Rathbone would be with us in about 10 minutes or so. Beach in Bumford, Beach at Page could very well be a championship game.
It really could.
Those two teams may be the best two teams in the state in 5A.
And those two coaches are there. You know, they're battle-tested. They've been there before, and this is going to be an outstanding football game also at Page.
Henry County takes care of Nolensville at home 31-24. Centennial 36-19. So Centennial is at Henry County and Beach is at Page in that bottom bracket of 5A. And somebody you're very familiar with, interim coach Taylor Burks, Jay Graham, gets fired in October. This is a team that was just out of it. They have now won four. They've gone 4-1 since he took over, including two playoff wins.
Well, the game that he got that they lost was a game that he was told Thursday, hey, we need you to take over. And, of course, Taylor is an outstanding football coach, and he's done an excellent job since he's taken over. Like you said, 4-1. Talked to him, sent him a text message last night, talked to him this morning.
That's a good win to go to Memphis Central and win anytime.
Well, yeah, anytime in the playoffs, Greg, you said that, a good win, any win's a good win when you're in the playoffs.
Especially on the road.
That's right. And when you, he's traveled right now, he's played three games on the road.
This is the opening quarter by the kickoff. What do we call it? We got it three or four different names. This segment brought to you by Rockwood Sustainable Solutions. So I want to thank their sponsorship all season long. Moving on to 4A, in the top part of the bracket, no mid-state teams remain. There was only one. That was Upperman. I talked to their coach up there. Bronsden Chaffin was our player of the week last week. Tim Leeper Roofing will name one here a little bit later on, but Alcoa goes in there. So in the bottom half of the bracket now, Marshall County advances over Dyer County, 41-14. Pearl Cone, this is when they get good. And this is that first month of the season where they go 0-4. This is where it shows because of the caliber of Tony Bernetti's non-region schedule. Pearl Cone. Winning over Crockett County 35-21. So Pearl Cone will go to Marshall County. Spring Hill loses to South Gibson 42-7. Springfield keeps rolling. They beat Lexington. So in the bottom part of that, Springfield at South Gibson and Pearl Cone at Marshall County.
Well, Pearl Cone and Marshall County for the past few years just been switching. You know, when they get here, Pearl Cone's been going there and they've been coming here. So this is going to be a knockdown dragout here, but Coach Bernetti will have his bunch ready.
3A, the top of that, Forrest goes to Gatlinburg Pittman. I talked to Craig Ladd. He actually went down there. You know, he does the Forrest play-by-play, spent the night down there.
Oh, man.
And, you know, because he was driving back. He's going to be on with us at the end of this hour as well. Giles County did advance to McMinn Central, so the only mid-state team in the top part of that bracket in 3A. The bottom of it, Covington all over Sycamore, Fairview loses to Dyersburg, Westmoreland loses to Westview, and Melrose loses to Melwood. So Giles County is the only mid-state team in 3A.
Well, Melrose beat Maplewood. And Maplewood, kudos goes out to Coach Sampson.
That really sort of came out of nowhere, didn't it, the kind of year they had?
Well, they upset Waverly the week before, so they go down and play Melrose and kudos to Coach Sampson to help turning that program around over at Maplewood.
2A, top part of the bracket, Gordonsville, the only mid-state team. They beat Oneida last night 21-6. Lewis County loses to Huntington. East Robertson, it's got to be the favorite, at least at the bottom part of the bracket. They beat Peabody, so Huntington, East Robertson will go there. And then East Nashville with a 28-20 win over Memphis Fairley. East Nashville will go to Milan. Of course, it could very well be a rematch between East Robertson and East Nashville, a game we did on our Metro Game of the Week.
Well, you know, every time you look up, Greg, every year at this time, the team Milan comes up. So, I mean, East Nashville's got their hands full. Again, traveling to Milan, and that if that happens, it could easily set up East Robertson and East Nashville playing again.
In 1A, very few 1A teams in the mid-state, certainly not in the metropolitan area. Top of the bracket, Joe Burns losing to Coalfield was the only team, I guess, Clay County winning at Midway. Bottom part, Fayetteville is the only mid-state team still alive at the bottom of the bracket, beating Dresden 41-21. Eagleville had a great year, Floyd Walker out there, Coach Floyd Walker, 14-7 loser to Memphis Middle College. So, as I mentioned, well, we have Richland, too. So, on the peripheral in that. All right, now to Division II class. Triple A, the top part of the bracket, Baylor, McCauley, they've been on a they've been on a crash course. That will be Friday night in the semifinals. Bottom of the bracket. What about CPA winning 17-15 at Innsworth last night?
I have one question for you.
Yep.
Are you surprised?
No. Okay. Yeah, a bit, though, because, I mean, you know, obviously Ross Patterson, the career, what obviously Ingle Martin does at CPA, but they haven't had a CPA kind of year either.
Correct, correct. And Innsworth's had an outstanding year. CPA just finds a way. Coach Martin and his staff out there, they do an outstanding job.
And, of course, it's always good to have Tim Hasselbeck part of the Mid-State.
Yeah.
And anyway, and Brentwood Academy, Coach Paul Wade, we had on last Saturday, beat NBA 42-14. So top part of the Division II class, AAA, McCauley at Baylor. And they don't have to go far.
Right.
CPA at Brentwood Academy. Wow.
They're lining up now.
CPA at Brentwood Academy in the semifinals there. Division two class, double A, FRA just keeps rolling. Justin Geisinger, the job he's done there, 49-19 win over Silverdale. They will play, the FRA will play Lausanne. They beat CAK. Bottom, Boyd Buchanan, 35-0 over Franklin Grace. BGA, 42-14. So in the semifinals in Division two class, double A, FRA at home against Memphis Lausanne. And Boyd Buchanan will host the BGA.
Both of those games, Greg, going to be outstanding. They're four good football teams. And, you know, BGA going up against Boyd Buchanan, and you know who's coaching at Boyd Buchanan. So, I mean,
Gary,
you know,
Rankin.
Yep, and BGA is just.
I didn't know if you asked me or, you know, just assumed everybody knew.
Well, and BGA's done an outstanding job. But, you know, it FRA. They just keep on keeping on, so, you know.
Yep. And now Division II Class A, the game of the night might have been Providence Christian. A bit of an upset, double overtime win over Friendship Christian. Providence Christian, only third year of TSSAA varsity football.
Well, and the double overtime, Providence Christian had the ball and scored, and of course, kicked an extra point, went up 7. Friendship scored, like on the second play. And they decided to go for 2. And, you know, kudos out Coach McNeil going, you know, trying to go for 2 on the road. But Providence hung in there. And, you know, kudos to them and the coaching staff there at Providence and the players, you know, for advancing. And John McNeil's done he's done an outstanding job up at Friendship.
DCA loses to University School of Jackson 28-7. So the top hat, University School of Jackson, will be at Providence Christian. Nashville Christian, of course, Jared Curtis and the crew, they roll over Jackson Christian to advance to host Trinity Christian, which beat Middle Tennessee Christian last night. So there we are, the playoffs at the end of the show at about 9:50. Craig Ladd will join us. And the key games of the night, but, man.
If he doesn't get lost up in Gatlinburg,
he's just pulling in right now. I'm sure wife Laura has his breakfast ready for him. All right, time now to name the Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week, and I'll go ahead and give you a couple nominees, but the one you give, we'll go ahead and do it. I tell you, Omari Sanders at FRA, 8 catches, 241 yards, 4 touchdowns, and FRA's win. Zach Groves just keeps on being Zach Groves,
yes,
right?
He is.
On both sides of the ball. And, of course, headed to the University of Tennessee. Maverick Chance. I saw a story in the Tennessean today calling him a unicorn. Of course, he and Femi Babalola, who's going to Boston College, Maverick Chance is going to the Naval Academy. I mean, he has. Last Friday night, 8 nights ago, caught, threw, and ran for a touchdown. I think he had 2 of those 3 last night. But we're going to go with Centennial. Give me the numbers.
Centennial, Xavier Tefteller, over 150 yards rushing and receiving and had 2 touchdowns. While on defense at linebacker, he had 1 interception return for over 50 yards for a touchdown. So he had 3 scores and
on both sides of the ball, yeah.
Right, last night. So I think we need to go out to Centennial, Xavier, Tef Teller, and see Coach Coach Taylor Burks out there.
Yeah, what Taylor has done since taking over that tough situation has really been amazing.
It was.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming up bottom of the hour, our Strike and Spare Legend of the Week, Buddy Brown, Hillsboro, Antioch, coached a long time at Cumberland University. We'll talk to Buddy and also preview next week's games as well. And then at right after this, you couldn't have waited till I got into the break to hand me this.
You're multi-talented.
Well, I understand
that. Did
that
bother you?
Well, you're pointing. I'm trying to go to the break, and you're handing me stuff that you can hand me during the break. Thank you. Is that the Buddy Brown bio?
Nope.
Okay, well, I know enough about him, I don't need your little paper. All right, that you stuck in my nose while we were going to the break. Hey, Brandon, let's take it. This is Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. We're out at Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville, right here at 94.9 The Fan.
The director is back.
Hello again, everybody.
It's the George Plaster Show.
Hope you'll join me, Kelly Holcomb, and Billy Derrick Monday through Friday on 94.9 The Fan from 3 to 5 p.m.
Talk sports with the Plaz, the George Plaster Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
With more than 18,000 apartments, you know, Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise. Professionals who care about the quality of your residence, upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Freeman Webb is affiliated with the most dynamic realtors in Nashville and the surrounding areas. Whether your needs are commercial or residential, their highly trained realtors will assist you in attaining all of your real estate goals. Since 1979, when founded by Bill Freeman and Jimmy Webb, and now led by Bob Freeman, visit freemanwebb.com to find out so much more.
We've got you covered, Tim Leeper Roofing. We've been roofing our way across Middle Tennessee. People love everything we're doing. When everything under your roof is important to you, we've got you covered.
Rockwood Sustainable Solutions provides a creative approach to sustainable waste management locally by creating value for customers by developing quality products used in our community while investing in our employees, who in turn steward our planet's resources. Many recycling companies send waste products to who knows where, as our end products stay at local farms, go to local landscapers, and are sent to local Tennessee residents building roads and driveways. Through local partnerships, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions can handle a robust portfolio of materials. To learn more, visit rockwoodrecycling.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey, this is Greg Pug, and while Nashville might be changing and shifting around us, the inner soul and vibe of the city remains vibrant and very much alive. Take an iconic location like Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's the place around the corner with the finest prime meats and amazing meals served by wonderful people and anything else you might need without going to the big box store. Roy's Meat Service is a preferred caterer of the Nashville Cats. Give them a call at 615-227-2583 or visit roymeatservice.com.
Are you ready for a touchdown of flavor and excitement? Look no further than Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill. The ultimate destination for great food, fantastic drinks, and game-time atmosphere that will have you cheering for more. Sam's is the place for every sports fan and food lover, with over 40 TVs at every location. Sam's has a family-friendly atmosphere where everyone can have a blast. From their friendly staff to awesome kids' menu, they've got something for everyone. Online at samsplace.net or samsportsgrill.com. Or call and find the nearest location to you. At Sam's, the game is always on and the fun never stops.
Providing the plaques this season once again to help honor the Tim Leeper Roofing Players of the Week on Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is Amplify Awards and Gifting in Franklin. Whether it be corporate awards and custom gifts for those you'd like to recognize, or a large selection of promotional products or framed awards and plaques, or even with your design placed on your very own custom guitar, it has to be Amplify Awards and Gifting. To learn more, call 615-794-8479 or visit online at amplifyawards.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
Two total screw-ups of humongous proportions.
Sports. We're not living in an era where perfection is necessary.
Live. We thought, they thought, they were a championship-contending team.
Here. We told you not to do this.
Your sports live here.
On ESPN 94.9.
And the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Come on by and hang out with us. Our one-on-one show next hour is Vol for Lifer, Bubba Miller, quarterback at Tennessee. Quarterback.
Quarterback.
That's what the center is the quarterback of the offensive line. He'll be joining us, of course, Eagles, Saints, everything he's done. Bubba will join us, hang out with us. One of my favorites. Page football. Wow. 5-5A, they are into it with a good win last night over Kirkwood, 24-7. Patriots coach Charles Rathbone joins us. Good morning, Coach. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Good. Let me. I was just looking at your last 6 games, and you've given up a total of 27 points. And then shutouts. I want to start with that side of the ball. Everybody talks about the athletes you run through there. We know that. But that side of the ball is awful important to you, isn't it?
It is. And they've played really well. We've gotten a lot better since that very first game. You know, we had 3-4 guys that didn't get to play in the first game, at least didn't get to play defense. So they're finally getting healthy and rolling a little bit. And that side of the ball does a really good staff of preparing for anybody that we play.
Coach, we keep talking about your players you run through there. What about Sanders last night with 8 catches for 241 yards and scored 4 touchdowns?
That's not us.
No.
Good notes, though.
I wish we would have had that.
Well, I tell you what, though, I got one for you.
That's not my first mistake.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Well, he's running steps after the show. The moving of Eddie George from TSU to Bowling Green State and then taking over Reggie Barlow, he brings in an assistant coach for special teams, defensive back. Of course, I do play-by-play for TSU, Gerard Cruzy. And then he brings his son with him, who's your quarterback, Cam. So let's bring it all the way back. Aren't you glad Bowling Green State hired Eddie?
Oh, man, absolutely. I mean, are you kidding me? Kent Ham is a special, special kid. He's a special quarterback. And, you know, his career, his legacy is not going to stop at Page High School. It's going to continue way into the next level, maybe even further. He's got all the talent and all the skills to play at the highest level.
Well, and he grew up, his dad, you know, worked a lot with the Chiefs, the Browns, collegiately. I know him and Greg Williams are really tight as well. Can you sense that growing up in that atmosphere as he now leads your offense and your team?
Yeah, you can tell he's definitely a coach's kid. I mean, he knows all the checks. He wants he wants to make sure that all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed in the game plan, and that he knows exactly what is expected and where everybody's supposed to be. I mean, he puts in the work, and obviously that shows on Friday nights.
Coach, let me get this straight now. and not mess up anymore. You have a tradition there. You've got quite a few players, of course, on the defensive side of the ball that's playing at the next level. So that has to be a plus for you because the people, the little ones at Page growing up, you do an outstanding job in the middle school and, of course, the junior pro leagues out there at Page. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny you bring that up. Last night we go out after the game, and we always go out to eat, and I get a text from Ronan O'Connor. You know, Clemson and Louisville played last night, so he took a picture of him and Eric Hazard together after the Louisville game and sent it to me, and that's pretty special. So, I mean, obviously all that stuff trickles down into the programs, you know, the middle school and freshman team and all that, and it's very important. And it's just awesome to see those guys. We've got Ains playing at Tennessee today. So, I mean, Weebush at Wake Forest and Gavin Rush at Arkansas. So, I mean, all that stuff is trickling down, and they'll send me a picture every now and then. It's just kind of special to get that, just to see them doing so well at the next level and achieving their goals and living their best life.
You wake up this morning, you're on to the next round. I'm sure you took a little, after you ate, you took a little sneak peek last night, but it just seemed like Page and Beach have been on a crash course. And you talk about a game that could very well be a championship caliber game with these two teams.
Well, Beach and Coach Crabtree, they're always good. You know, they're physical, want to run the ball, and they're a special program too, so they do some special things. They got the quarterback that's committed to Kentucky to play baseball. They got two running backs that are real deal. They got a left tackle that just flipped to Northwestern. So they got a lot of kids, a lot of good players, and we have nothing but respect for them. And we're excited to line up against them and play a game and see who gets to go to the next level.
You know, Coach, with you being there for as long as you have, the success you've had, it's a lot better in the playoffs when you sit there and you host like you're going to host Friday night, Beach coming to you, than having to go to Beach.
Oh, man, we were talking about that last night too, thinking about Centennial having to go to Memphis Central and then have to turn around and go right back to Henry County. So, I mean, that's a lot of mileage on those kids. So we're blessed. That's just the way the NCAA set up the brackets this year. So we're very blessed to be able to stay at home and kind of let them come to us. And it definitely makes a difference for sure.
And I think Coach Spears touched on it with his question previously. Because you build the foundation, obviously you get someone who's moved in like a Cam Cruzy that obviously his father moved to work at TSU. How do you sustain what you are? Because this is nothing new.
Well, I mean, you sustain with good players. I mean, we coaches, we get a lot of credit, and of course we get a lot of blame as well, but really it comes down to the players. I mean, do you have good players that are going to carry over the legacy and keep playing hard and that can actually accomplish those things? Or are you going to have a couple of down years in talent where you just can't do it? It doesn't mean the coach has changed or he sucks or he's gotten any worse. It just means that the talent's not there. We've been, make no mistake about it, all of our success has been due to players. It's been due to having kids that are very talented young men that go out there and put in the work and achieve at a very high rate on Friday nights and success on Friday nights. It is all contributed to those players. Nothing that me or my coaches are doing. It is all about those players doing the work and putting in the time and playing well.
Well, Coach, Beach, and that looks to be like one of the games of the week in the entire state. Beach at Page. Congratulations getting this far. Good luck Friday night. We appreciate it, Coach.
I appreciate y'all having me. Thank you.
All right, Page Coach Charles Rathbone.
Coach Rathbone at Page. Mm-hmm. That's who we were talking to, okay?
What'd I say?
That's what I messed up. Oh. About you. That's the first time in 14 years I've done that.
Yeah, I was.
That'll eat at me. I was sitting here looking at this. That's what I was doing. It's my bad.
From now on, we will print out no notes.
Oh, there you go.
All right, somebody that you won't mess up with, Buddy Brown. Our legend.
I probably will.
Yeah. Well, and he'll call you out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll take a break. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Hanging out at Roy's Meat Service right here. 94.9 The Fan.
Rockwood Sustainable Solutions provides a creative approach to sustainable waste management locally by creating value for customers by developing quality products used in our community while investing in our employees, who in turn steward our planet's resources. Many recycling companies send waste products to who knows where, as our end products stay at local farms, go to local landscapers, and are sent to local Tennessee residents building roads and driveways. Through local partnerships, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions can handle a robust portfolio of materials. To learn more, visit RockwoodRecycling.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Are you ready for a touchdown of flavor and excitement? Look no further than Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill. The ultimate destination for great food, fantastic drinks, and game-time atmosphere that will have you cheering for more. Sam's is the place for every sports fan and food lover, with over 40 TVs at every location. Sam's has a family-friendly atmosphere where everyone can have a blast. From their friendly staff to awesome kids' menu, they've got something for everyone. Online at samsplace.net or samsportsgrill.com. Or call and find the nearest location to you. At Sam's, the game is always on and the fun never stops.
Hey, this is Greg Pug, and while Nashville might be changing and shifting around us, the inner soul and vibe of the city remains vibrant and very much alive. Take an iconic location like Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's the place around the corner with the finest prime meats and amazing meals served by wonderful people, and anything else you might need without going to the big box store. Roy's Meat Service is a preferred caterer of the Nashville Cats. Give them a call at 615-227-2583 or visit roymeatservice.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
With more than 18,000 apartments, you know, Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise. Professionals who care about the quality of your residence, upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Freeman Webb is affiliated with the most dynamic realtors in Nashville and the surrounding areas. Whether your needs are commercial or residential, their highly trained realtors will assist you in attaining all of your real estate goals. Since 1979, when founded by Bill Freeman and Jimmy Webb, and now led by Bob Freeman, visit freemanweb.com to find out so much more.
We've got you covered, Tim Leeper Roofing. We've been roofing our way across Middle Tennessee. People love everything we're doing. When everything under your roof is important to you, we've got you covered.
Guys, Big Joe here from my good friends over at Busy Bee. They're simply the best. What do they got going on now? $49 heating inspection. Free indoor air quality package with each unit install. It's a $750 value. You get it for $49. And if you qualify now, up to 12 months, no payments, no interest with qualifying applicants. Is Busy Bee the best? Heck yeah, they are. Get them online at BusyBeeHVAC.com.
Call 775-7833.
ESPN Radio lives here. Your sports live here on ESPN 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, coming up at the top of the hour, one-on-one with GP, with Bubba Miller. Vol for life.
Definitely a ball.
Oh, got a lot of things to talk with Bubba as well. Buddy Brown's going to be doing. Buddy is going to be calling Brandon. He's going to be calling the station, and you can put him, just let me know when he is up. And so there he is, Buddy Brown. Began coaching 1973 in Metro Antioch, Goodlettsville, DuPont, Overton, Hillsboro, Hunter's Lane. Then he went to the dark side at Brentwood Academy. And then he was the head coach at Hillsboro, head coach at Antioch, 11 seasons at Cumberland University, 47, couple Halls of Fame, Metro Football Coaches Hall of Fame, and the Antioch High School Athletics Hall of Fame. Buddy, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. You coach 47 years?
I know. Ain't that amazing?
Would you start when you were 12?
I was young. It was a great experience. I grew up loving football due to my mom and dad taking me to Antioch football games. I was born in July of 1950, and September of 1950, I was in my mom's arms at an Antioch football game, and I did not miss a game until I was a junior in college.
Wow.
That's something, isn't it? What's going on, buddy? How's everything?
Everything's well.
Tell us, I know you was at a game last night.
Yeah, you know, one of the joys I have now is getting to see guys that I've coached over the years coaching and getting to go to games with my son. He coaches at Mount Juliet, so I don't miss a Mount Juliet game, home or away. That's been a great pleasure. And then, you know, obviously they're not playing now, so last night I got to go see a guy that I coached a long time ago at DuPont High School in Paul Wade, and then Tim McKee is a defensive coach at BA, and I coached him at Cumberland University, so Adam and I was at that game. So it's just nice to still be a part of the game.
You know, I mentioned assistant at Antioch, Goodlettsville, DuPont, Overton, Hillsboro, Hunter's Lane, and Brentwood Academy before that, head coaching. Along the way, do you see now how each step prepared you for the next one?
Oh, no doubt. All of us coaches have talked about the good and the bad that you see in working with all the people. And sometimes coaches, you know, you learn things you don't want to do, not just things you want to do, but you learn from all of them. And it's been great. Yeah, I mean, it's a great – I tell my son, you know, the more people you're around, the better you're going to be. I can remember Bubba and I on snow days in Metro school days, we would get together and watch film at his house. He had a large screen TV at the time, single guy, so he was able to afford that. We would watch VHS tapes at his house a lot of times on snow days.
We won't get into that, buddy. I know where you're going with that story.
No, I said watching tape.
That's right. Well, that's just what we do. I mean, you know, and I tell people, every time they ask me what made me get into coaching, I was fortunate. Ron Adelot and I was talking one year. We came at the right time because we had great mentors. You know, it was awesome mentors. I mean, you know, yourself, Coach Pig, Coach Elrod, Phil Grammer, Coach Johnson. You know, we had all kind of mentors now. And now – I don't see that in Metro schools like I seen it back then when we were coming through.
I don't either. And there's a guy that one of my great mentors was Warren Dunn. I don't think you're supposed to idolize people, but if I did, he was as close to anybody. You know, he was just a great guy and so giving and so willing to help me learn. You know, I remember one time telling him that you're the reason I wanted to be a football coach. He said, don't you ever blame that on me.
Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Legend of the Week, Buddy Brown. And we mentioned, you know, the Halls of Fame, Antioch High School Athletic Hall of Fame. What Antioch has done with its Hall of Fame building, that I think I saw you a couple months ago, they have a luncheon every couple months or so and everything, and how that community, I think more than any other Metro school, has maintained that, and of course the Hall of Fame's at the old high school now, but whoever does that, they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, there's a number of people. I know David Givens, who was a player at Antioch, is probably the biggest reason we have that. He helped take that building out back of the old high school and convert it into what it is now. But, I mean, there's players that come from Overton, and there's players that come from Glencliff when Antioch has those luncheons, like you were talking about, monthly sometimes or every other month. So, and then I know the NIL football coaches, you know, the retired guys, we all get together, and that's the place they all want to go to because the food's good, the accommodations are great. So, yeah, well, Antioch's done a great job in that.
Well, they have an area that sets off just for the coaches to set and everything. You know, buddy, last time I went out there, Bubba invited me, and he, come on out, come on out. Well, do you think he paid? Seriously. I mean, I'm not kidding. I kept looking for him. You know, those alligator arms showed up. You know, what do you do?
Well, you don't have to have high expectations. That's the problem right there. Just don't have great expectations.
I couldn't believe he showed up, buddy.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, speaking of the Antioch alumni building, they started something in Metro schools that now other schools are trying to match. That East has got a building that they've had for the longest. You know, when I was over there, the old Cone High School has a great alumni building. We did a game at Glencliff, and Glencliff's alumni building is up on the stadium right there as you go in, and they're in the process of getting it going, and it's looking good too. So Antioch has started a lot of things. There's other schools. You know, I think Stratford's interested in starting one, and you know, at one of the schools. So, you know, we all owe this to the Antioch program.
Well, I think it's a great thing because there's so many athletes in these high schools that deserve to be recognized for things they did, and I think it's tremendous.
Well, and Buddy Brown with us, our Legend of the Week, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Center. Antioch season comes to a close last night. Tough place to win. Collierville beats them, but Arcente and Coach Broom, what he did, of course, that quarterback, those players, Brandon Galladay and everything. It was fun to watch Antioch. I mean, the first time they were 8-0 since the early 60s or something crazy, what kind of year they had.
Oh, it was amazing year they had. I was fortunate enough to get to go see the FRA Antioch football game. That was a 64-62 final score. That was a great game to see, and Antioch, you know, did display some great athletes in that game. And their quarterback, super player, his younger brother's a super player, and their dad is the OC who played at Antioch himself. So they're diehard Blue Bears.
Well, and quite frankly, with the dad there, that's probably why he's still there. You know, what do you think that this era? We've known the public, the private, that conversation we've had for decades now, but it's a whole new world. The simplest said, you can high school football players can get paid now,
yeah,
legally.
Yeah, it's definitely a different world than when we were coaching and growing up.
You know, buddy, we talk about this all the time, you and I. All the surrounding counties, including Nashville, they're going to no zone. If you can get to your school now, if the principal at that school approves it, you can come on over and go to that school.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it was fixing to get kind of outrageous where they could go every year. They could move to a different school if a school would accept them. But I think now they're trying to stall that somewhat and slow it down.
What are you doing today, buddy? Give me a Buddy Brown Saturday.
Well, according to my grandson, I sit in a chair, drink coffee, and watch reruns, you know. But, being retired is not all bad, you know. I mean, I enjoy watching the school buses go by on the way to school, you know, and I'm not going to school myself. But I enjoy it. I enjoy, you know, being home. I enjoy piddling in the yard some. I go walk every day. And like I say, it's not a bad life at all.
Well, I'm retired, but I'm not retired.
I understand.
So, but, you know, what you're saying when you watch reruns, you know, how many days goes by, buddy, that you don't watch a football tape?
Well, luckily, I'm on a few coaches that know me well, and trust me, I'm on their huddle account. And so I can watch practices from different schools from the day before. And I'm talking about some schools maybe in Gainesville, Georgia.
That's what I was about to say, in Gainesville, Georgia. I knew exactly.
And there's a coach in Alabama who is at Hale County High School, and I'm on his huddle, and I can watch Mount Juliet, you know. I can watch DCA, you know. So, yeah, there's some schools that I watch practice, you know, and I go to some practices, you know, around. You know, I'm not going to Mount Juliet's because they practice early in the morning, and I'm not doing that. So,
good choice.
Yeah, I go in the afternoons to some different practices, and it's still nice to see how coaches coach and how players are coached and how they practice. And I mean, I enjoy that. And but Friday nights, I'm at Mount Juliet watching my son, which is an amazing thing for me to sit and watch a young man that grew up around me, obviously, and watching us coach, and then I get to go watch him coach. So you kind of get chill bumps.
Well, buddy, it's always great catching up with you. I'm going to wait in line next time. And see, Bubba always waits till I get my food, then he shows up. So I'm just going to wait this next time.
Hey, buddy, I will buy his lunch next time.
What's that?
I will buy his lunch next time.
Well, you might ought to write that down, Greg.
Yeah, I'm going to – hey, Brandon, the producer, please send that recording to me. No. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.
One of the good ones, man.
Yes, he is.
And along the way, all of those stops before he got his first head coaching job prepared him for it, right?
Well, that's what we talk about. Now you don't have people doing that. I did. You know, I was in that category. They said, man, you've been at every school.
You just couldn't keep a job.
Oh, is that what it was?
All right, we'll take a break. Hey, coming up top of the hour, Bubba Miller, 101 with Greg Pogue right here at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Speaking of high school legends, he's actually been on this show as a prep legend. Now he's going to do 101 next hour. We've got that. But coming up after this break, we'll take a look ahead and some key games to watch as we head to the next round of the playoffs, the quarterfinals on the Division One side and the semifinals on the Division Two. This is Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville, 94.9 The Fan.
This is a Game Nashville Sports Network weather update.
Here is your latest Middle Tennessee weather. Expect partly sunny skies today with a high near 78 and gusty southwest winds. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunday brings sunshine and cooler temperatures with a high near 67. Sunday night will be mostly clear and colder, dropping to around 37. From the Game Nashville Sports Network, I'm Selma Bouvier.
Your sports.
We've got you covered. Tim Leeper Roofing. We've been roofing our way across Middle Tennessee. People love everything we're doing. When everything under your roof is important to you, we've got you covered.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Rockwood Sustainable Solutions provides a creative approach to sustainable waste management locally by creating value for customers by developing quality products used in our community while investing in our employees, who in turn steward our planet's resources. Many recycling companies send waste products to who knows where, as our end products stay at local farms, go to local landscapers, and are sent to local Tennessee residents building roads and driveways. Through local partnerships, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions can handle a robust portfolio of materials. To learn more, visit rockwoodrecycling.com.
Are you ready for a touchdown of flavor and excitement? Look no further than Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill. The ultimate destination for great food, fantastic drinks, and game time atmosphere that will have you cheering for more. Sam's is the place for every sports fan and food lover with over 40 TVs at every location. Sam's has a family-friendly atmosphere where everyone can have a blast. From their friendly staff to awesome kids menu, they've got something for everyone. Online at samsplace.net or samsportsgrill.com. Or call and find the nearest location to you. At Sam's, the game is always on and the fun never stops.
Hey, this is Greg Pug, and while Nashville might be changing and shifting around us, the inner soul and vibe of the city remains vibrant and very much alive. Take an iconic location like Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's the place around the corner with the finest prime meats and amazing meals served by wonderful people and anything else you might need without going to the big box store. Roy's Meat Service is a preferred caterer of the Nashville Cats. Give them a call at 615-227-2583 or visit roymeatservice.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
With more than 18,000 apartments, you know, Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise. Professionals who care about the quality of your residence, upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Freeman Webb is affiliated with the most dynamic realtors in Nashville and the surrounding areas. Whether your needs are commercial or residential, their highly trained realtors will assist you in attaining all of your real estate goals. Since 1979, when founded by Bill Freeman and Jimmy Webb, and now led by Bob Freeman, visit freemanweb.com to find out so much more.
Providing the plaques this season once again to help honor the Tim Leeper Roofing Players of the Week on Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb is Amplify Awards and Gifting in Franklin. Whether it be corporate awards and custom gifts for those you'd like to recognize, or a large selection of promotional products or framed awards and plaques, or even with your design placed on your very own custom guitar, it has to be Amplify Awards and Gifting. To learn more, call 615-794-8479 or visit online at amplifyawards.com.
Katrina Giles is the general manager and chief bottle washer here at Roy's Meat Service. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Hey,
look at you. What do you got? December 5th. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
What do you got?
We've got our annual fireside with Santa at the store here from 6 to 8:30. We're going to have free pictures with Santa, s'mores, hot chocolate. We're going to have snow, Christmas carolers, and anybody's...
Snow?
Snow.
You guarantee?
I mean, you can't have Christmas without snow, right?
You're guaranteeing it's snowing on December 5th. Okay,
right.
I'll bring my sled.
Okay, and we'll do some Christmas caroling. Anybody's, you know, welcome to join in. Once again, we're honored, you know, to be joined by Box 55 Association. They support our first responders. We're going to be accepting donations for them to help continue their, you know, important work they do for everyone. For the first time ever, we're partnering with the Davidson County Sheriff's Office for the Last Minute Toy Store. If you bring a new unwrapped toy, drop it in the collection box, we're going to enter you in a raffle for a chance to win a gift certificate for $25 to use here at the store. So, yeah, can't wait to see everybody December 5th.
Well, and it's for the kids, but it's also for the charity.
Right, right. So you get, you know, your free pictures with Santa, family friendly, pet friendly. We're going to have fire pits set up where kids can roast their marshmallows.
S'mores.
So, it's
what
a good time.
What about the adults?
The adults...
We can roast them, too.
The adults.
Yeah, it's for everyone.
The adults, I don't know if you noticed behind me, there's a whole wall of beer.
There is. There is. We got plenty of beer.
You can't drink it here, but you can take it with you.
And we might offer some wine for the grown-ups. You know, it's good.
There you go.
So, I hope to see everyone there. The address is 605 South 19th Street here in East Nashville, Shelby Park. The kitchen will be open. You can order food. You know, we got all of our smoked meat, ribs.
Now we're getting
vegetables.
Out of the business.
Yeah. So, cool. But yeah, hope to see everyone there.
All right. You're going to come back next hour and promote it again, correct?
I will, yes.
All right. We'll see you in about an hour.
Yes, sir.
All
thank
right.
you.
Katrina Giles with us. She's the general manager here at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Well done. Well done. Craig Ladd, let's look ahead. Craig, what's up, buddy? Are you back from Gatlinburg?
Hello.
Brandon, if you could pop Craig in, please. Nothing's coming through.
You there, Greg?
Nope, don't have anything right now coming through. Let's try to reconnect with that. And anyway, we're looking ahead, though, and if you're looking at games in 6A right away, Green Hill and Oakland jumps off the page.
Right, and Green Hill, you know, we talk about them every – they just keep on keeping on up, as they call it, on the hill.
Yep, so Green Hill at Oakland is, I think, in 6A. Page and Beach, we just had Patriots coach Charles Rathbun on. So, Craig, are you there?
I am, Greg.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to steal your thunder, Green Hill at Oakland.
Well, you know, this is a really interesting matchup, Greg. You know, Oakland, I mean, what can you say about them? They won a championship in 2020, 2021, 2022, and then last season, and then they were runner-up in 2023. So, they expect to be there and have been there the last 5 years. You know, Coach Crouch over at Green Hill, you know, one of the things that I heard in an interview with him was he didn't think that he had played a tough enough non-region schedule to prepare his team to get into situations like this where they play in Oakland, and they really ramped up their schedule this year. They're the only team to knock off Beach this year. They did that in the opener. Then they played Page. Then they played Ravenwood. And then they played Centennial. So his team is prepared to play in Oakland after that early start with all those tough games.
And you in 5A, Beach and Page, these two teams have been – this is a championship caliber game right here.
Oh, no doubt, Greg. And as you said, Beach lost the opener to Green Hill, and they haven't lost a game since. And then Page, you know, their last 10 games, they're only allowing 7.9 points per game and 4 shutouts. So that defense has really been the catapulting the Patriots.
And then Craig, we go to the lower bracket where Centennial goes to Henry County.
Yeah, I mean, Greg, you know, Bubba, you and I are just tickled to death at what Taylor Burks has done there. I know Taylor from my son playing high school football at Hillwood. Great guy. I am just tickled to death for him. And you know what? He's caught lightning in a bottle. You know, I wouldn't bet against the Cougars.
Craig Ladd with us, Prep Football Talk. 4A, Pearl Cone at Marshall County, huh?
Wow. This has really turned into a nice little rivalry. These two teams were in the same region just last year. And so they are used to playing each other regularly. Last year, Marshall County knocked them off in the regular season. And then Pearl Cone had a dramatic comeback win in the playoffs to knock off Marshall County. You know, Todd Gardner for Marshall County had 261 yards rushing last night. Of course, they got a great quarterback, Tyler Thompson. And then you got Pearl Cone also with a great quarterback, L.J. Funk. He had 287-yard passing last night and a couple of touchdowns. And then Landon Law is an explosive running back, 6 carries, 125 yards in the win last night over Crockett County.
Then at the next game there, you have at the bottom bracket South Haven and Springfield. Springfield going there, and Springfield has an outstanding football team.
Absolutely. You know, Greg, they got a terrific player in Jermaine Coggins who had an interception return for a touchdown last night, 100 yards. I mean, he is dynamic. And, you know, that Springfield team, they are they're used to being right here where they are in this playoffs. You know, one of their losses and their only loss of the year was to Pearl Cone.
East Nashville at Milan. When you say Milan, you just say tradition.
Oh, absolutely, Greg. You know, Coach Tucker there, I mean, he is, you know, you rank him up there in the top 5 coaches in Tennessee high school football history. What a tradition they've had. And, you know, they had a few little lean years, but they have come back with a vengeance, and they are undefeated and have been ranked as one of the top 2A teams the entire year. That East National team, though, guys, you know, they started off 0-4, similar way that Green Hill did. They wanted to play some really, really tough competition. Also, Pearl Cone did this to get them battle-tested and ready for the region and the state playoffs. Since that 0-4 start, they're 6-1.
Division II class, AAA, CPA. And we talked at the first of the show. Is anybody surprised, Dingle Martin? I mean, I know this is not a CPA year, 2-8 in what they've done. They win, beat Ensworth, at Ensworth. Now they go to Brentwood Academy, CPA Brentwood Academy.
Well, yeah, as Bubba said earlier in the show, I mean, are you surprised? I mean, you know, I know CPA is their first year in Division II AAA. They've taken their lumps, but when it comes time, they know how to win. And, you know, let me talk about one guy, Rawls Patterson for CPA. You're talking about a tough dude, guys. 2 weeks ago, this guy has surgery to repair a fractured collarbone, and he's back playing. He played last night. Tough customer, just a workhorse of a player. And those are the kind of guys that Engle Martin wins with.
Craig Ladd, thank you for your perspective. Glad you got home safely from Gatlinburg. Appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's going to wrap up Prep Football Talk. Bubba, enjoy the day, my friend.
Well, we're going to let another Bubba come in here and talk to you for an
hour.
Yeah,
we are upgrading our Bubba. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt in my mind.
We're going from AAA Bubba to the show Bubba.
That's right.
101 with Greg Poe coming up next.